Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Morning Magic, 7:13 for, I'll say it again, Monday morning, just in case you've lost track of what day it is, as we seem to routinely. David, Sue, and Kendra, you know who's not lost track of what day it is the cat in my house. Our cat, Sixes, is wondering why the people, and I'm sure that's how she thinks of us as the people, why are the humans still here?
Why are they still wearing those same sweatpants,
Why haven't they gone? Mm-hmm. How are your pets holding up during this time of crisis and staying at home? I think I'm a cat person. I make no apologies for that. I think our cat is wondering why we're still there. I think if there's food involved, she's happy to be involved. Otherwise, she's like, get out of my space. What are you doing here in the house? How are the dog people holding up?
Well, my dog is, she's a small dog, and she's just looking around. She's old. She's 13, but she's like, you people keep walking me. You haven't walked me in like 2 years. What's happening? You're feeding me three times a day. Like, I think she likes that we're around, but she's just kind of like, what's happening? The children are home. Mm-hmm. You're all home. Everybody's yelling and eating, and what's happening?
Everybody on the, I go out for runs or go out for a walk or something like that. Everybody's out with the dogs. They're all walking their dogs.
I think you're right, David. You brought up a point off air that the dogs are probably a little bit more in tune with how the family's feeling. And I think that they probably pick up on the fact that there's a little bit of stress and it's different. So as happy as they are to be fed so many times and walked so many times, they've got to kind of go,
They're weirded out, too.
They're weird. They know that it's different.
Yeah.
And they know. They can sense so much.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have neighbors who have, on both sides of us, have dogs. And as I say, they're just out, you know, walking them as often as they can. And as you say, Sue, I think that's a fair point, that the dogs kind of know something's going on. I'm sure they enjoy the extra food and the extra attention, but they still are going like, how long is this going to be going on?
And
Definitely. It's just crazy. It's a crazy time. I think that everybody in the house, and they can sense even when my kids are, you know, acting a little wild and kind of out of their regular routine. The dog goes and hides, and she's like, okay, I need to go hide. Usually I have my quiet space everywhere, and you people are in my quiet space.
I know. Kendra, in your house, your dog's got to be totally freaked out.
Yeah, she just goes in the bedroom and just sits on the rug.
She's like, give me my space. Oh my God.
I want the quiet days when you're all at work and at school. Yeah. So I think she likes us being there with her, but I think she also likes her quiet time. Okay, when are you out?
People love pictures of dogs, pictures of cats too. We'll put a Facebook post up, and if you're social and you're being responsible about it, if you're being physically distant and socially distant when you walk your pets, maybe take a photo of you and your dog while you're out and about this morning or a little bit later on today, and leave it in the comment section of the Facebook post that we do, because we'd like to kind of get a look at it and share it with everybody this morning.
Mm-hmm. Pets 716. Always make us smile.
They do.
They always make us smile.
We're going to talk a little bit more about sort of how to sort of keep yourself in balance with anxiety and depression, because a lot of people now are really, you know, whether you're sort of a low-level depressive or whether you've just sort of got anxiety and nervousness about either your health or your financial situation, there's a lot going on these days. We're going to talk to somebody who's going to help guide us through a little bit more of that in another half hour, 45 minutes or so. It's Magic 106.7. Good morning.